Hello, DC Metro Real Producers. This is your publisher, Kristen Brindley, and I'm here with the wonderful Ryan Paquin. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Ryan, you are with First Home Mortgage, and you've been with us for a nice long time, Real Producers, but something that I find to be amazing, not only is just the, you know, the volume with your team, but how long they've been with you, the retention of your team, 13 years, Heather's been with you for 12 years, Vitalis for 12, James for 6. You guys did 478 loans, helped that many families last year, $167 million. I think it's $1.3 billion in your career. And you know, it's an honor to have you as a Real Producer partner. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys didn't read his story yet, the September issue of DC Metro Real Producers, you know, Ryan, how did you get into lending? Because you're at First Home Mortgage and you've been there this whole time, right? Like since 2006, like 16.
Yeah. Yeah, I got in the business in 02 after 9/11. I moved down here from New York, and my wife recommended that I try being a loan officer because she'd worked at a mortgage company in her summer job, and gave it a shot. Became a branch manager pretty much right away, within 3 months of being in the business. And in 2006, I joined First Home. I've been here ever since. It's been fantastic.
That's kind of amazing. That's really quick to branch manager too. And I mean, you had kind of a shocking experience. Can you tell us a little bit like the change? Because you made a change pretty quickly and decided you're going to switch over.
Yeah, I mean, 9/11 happens. I was right there. My wife's from Maryland, and you know, it was a pretty easy decision when something life changing like that occurs. We had just gotten married, and I decided that my job was not important and my family was. And so I followed my wife to Maryland, and I literally went from Wall Street to Waldorf overnight and became a loan officer in Waldorf pretty quickly. It was a shock. I didn't really know what I was doing. As I'd like to say, I didn't even know there were two G's in mortgage. So I learned the business very quickly, became a branch. I always liked leading, and I thought that was a natural course of action for me, not just to be an originator, but also to build something that I could be proud of. And I was lucky enough to find a good spot to do that, and then even luckier to find First Home in 2006.
So Ryan, in the 16 years with First Home Mortgage, can you tell us a little bit about that journey? Because you have a wonderful team of people. Like, what's the first thing you did? And tell us how this has progressed.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a while to understand how to build something like this, right? I mean, it was not easy. I was all about myself. I just wanted to do loans. I wanted to learn the business. I wanted to do a lot of volume. And I realized I couldn't do it on my own. So in 2011, so it took me about 5 years to understand I needed assistance. I needed some leverage. And so Heather joined me very shortly after that. Ryan V joined me, and that kind of was the foundation for the Paquin team. And as volume continued to increase, which we were fortunate enough over the years, we never really had a down year. It just kept growing and growing and growing, and we needed some more help so that we could help more people. Because at the end of the day, the goal is to help as many people as possible, solve as many problems as possible, and we needed assistance to do that. It was a slow kind of run up. Hired James maybe 4 or 5 years after that. And then we're up to about 10 people now on the team, which has been fantastic. I mean, it's, you know, hiring like-minded people that all share a common goal. And then, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I realized that I couldn't base this on my own goals anymore. I needed to get the collective. What's everybody trying to accomplish here on the team? And then let's pull that all together and figure out what that goal is as a collective team, and not just what my goals are personally. So that changed. That was kind of where it flipped, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
That's beautiful. And that's like seventh level, like leadership right there. I'd love to ask you a couple of questions for our listeners too on leadership. Like, what are there any books or courses or best practices that you have helped you, you know, the most?
Well, I'm a big believer in coaching. I've from 2003 to 2010. I had a coach that I loved. It was great. And then took a little break from coaching and realized about 5 years ago that I needed to get back into it. So I'm high level coaching is very, very important to me. And I feel like you can't get better if you're not being taught by somebody that's doing more, right? Or doing it a better way. And when I say that, it's not necessarily being taught by somebody that does more volume. Like there's people in my branch that don't do the volume we do, but I learn from every day because they're just doing it a different way. And I can tweak, I can add things to our systems to make sure we're serving our clients on a higher level. And then I love listening to books. If I had more time, I would read more, but I'm a voracious listener of books, and I could name a dozen of them. But right now, we had talked about Traction. I love that. Fierce Conversations is another great book. Hard to get through, but the content is amazing. And then some of your classics like The Greatest Man in Babylon, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's a great.
Yeah. And then like Life in Air is just a nice little lesson on, making sure you're dialed into just more than just work, right? And having that work-life balance. It's usually whatever is top of mind. Fanatical Prospecting, I'm listening to right now, is for the second time. It's fantastic.
James Blunt.
Yeah.
Those are all, thank you. I think those are wonderful for everyone listening to this to read. And I appreciate you naming all that off because I actually wrote one down too. what has been like the biggest like challenge and biggest reward for you on this journey, do you think?
Challenge for me is just balance, right? We get so hyper-focused on doing one thing that sometimes we forget about the other things, right? And my wife will tell you, she got me into this business. She knew what she was signing up for, but that's not easy. 20 years in the mortgage industry, 3 kids, she manages a household. She does everything except originate loans, right? I originate loans and lead people and manage an office. And she does everything else. And so sometimes, forgetting that all that other stuff is a lot and having that balance is difficult. And just having that respect, that mutual respect for one another when you're in a relationship for what each other does and how one is equally as important as the other. That has always been the toughest balance. I think I do a pretty good job of it, but it's always, it's always one of those things that you have to be working on constantly, and the communication. Yeah.
I think there's some gems in this conversation already. What do you think has been most rewarding for you on this journey so far?
Helping other people grow, not just financially, which is a big part of what we do, but personally, whether it's people in the office coming to me with their personal budgets, which we do regularly, or a client that maybe is 22, 23 years old that just wants to start building wealth through real estate and kind of teaching them that and watching them do that over a 10-year period. Right now, I have a pretty large sample size. And we've had a few real big success stories of clients that have gone on to generate some serious wealth just by following our plan, which is, it's rewarding. It's awesome.
That is awesome. What do you think like sets you apart, makes you different, Ryan?
I like to believe that our knowledge as a team is, when you have people that have been doing this as long as we have, we've seen thousands of loans, thousands and thousands of loans. And so you learned quickly what you can and cannot do and how to troubleshoot and how to solve problems that maybe other people haven't had an opportunity to come across, right? We have guys on the team that are like, it's great being part of this team because, we're seeing hundreds of leads per month and hundreds of problems per month that we have to solve. You become a better problem solver than those that don't have that experience or opportunity to see as many.
What do you think is the next biggest step for you in the next year, next 5 years in your business and what you're doing?
Yeah. So we're going to continue to grow and continue to maintain this path. I'm super excited to continue to recruit and grow the branch and help other young, hungry loan officers maybe no industry experience, step in and learn this business, hand them the systems that they need to be successful, and just nurture that, right? And taking somebody that never thought they would make six figures and give them the playbook to do that, and then some, is that's really, from a leadership standpoint, you know, there's kind of two facets of what I do. The leadership side, that excites me the most. An internal coaching program at First Home Mortgage we're launching, and I'm super proud to be a part of that. And then from a team standpoint, just growing our relationship base, meeting more real estate agents and business partners that we know we add value to, right? Whether it's our gifting program or just, you know, solving problems, fixing other issues that other people might not be able to fix, and you know, growing that base of real estate agents that we can help is really our goal over the next 5 years.
What do you think? Why is it so important that someone work with a really good lender or a really good loan officer? Why is that so important?
You know, it's funny when people are like, what's your value proposition? When we ask that to other people, it's like, well, we close on time. You know, they name all the things that we're supposed to do, right? We're all supposed to have decent rates and close when the contract says so, or maybe sooner. We're all supposed to have a good database, a good management CRM management system. And quite frankly, that's just what should be expected of us. The really, really good loan officers do something a little different, right? They're better problem solvers. They have great systems in place so that availability, because in this market, in this industry, you have to be available 7 days a week. And so if you don't have a team and leverage to be able to do that, then you're not serving at a very high level. And look, I get it. We all have families, we all have lacrosse games to go to. We have all those different things to go to. And it's why I created the team, because I couldn't do it. I have three kids that are all in club sports and I had to have leverage. But I wanted to do it at a level where they were licensed loan officers, super high level intelligence when it comes to pre-approving clients and nurturing clients and the relationship business. So it's an all-encompassing thing: availability, knowledge, a couple extra little things that we do from a marketing standpoint. And then I really believe in nurturing the client with a high-level gifting program, which we've implemented over the last 12 months. So I think that's what sets us apart. I don't think there's anybody that does what we do, quite frankly.
Hey, if someone out there is looking to get into this field, you should check it out and call Ryan. His website will be below on here. Call Ryan and his team. So tell us about your family, Ryan. Like, you know, you have...
Yeah. Yeah. So my wife and I got engaged in college, started young. I have three kids. I have two in college, two girls in college, and eighth grade son, all into sports. It's a busy life, but I wouldn't have it any other way. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, I do it all for them anyway. So, right.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you have any tips for the real producers out there in, you know, working with either you or in the industry with a lender, what tips would you give, and especially in this market now, you know?
Yeah. So, obviously the people that are in Real Producers from a, partner standpoint, we're all recommended, right? We all come highly recommended by the DC Metro agents and the top agents. And so we already have this, reputation that we need to uphold. And all I would say to the agents out there is, if you're not using one of the partner loan officers, then give them a shot, because we're certainly doing things that warrant that opportunity. You know, we are a cut above, and there's a lot of really good ones. There are a lot of great loan officers in all the Real Producers. I'm a member of three different Real Producers, and all three of them have phenomenal loan officers. There's not a bad one, right? They wouldn't be recommended. So I would just highly recommend that the agents out there just dive in, right? Dive into the Real Producer community, share content, ask questions on there, because the wealth of knowledge in this group is better than anywhere else. You can't get a faster, better answer on any other forum. So dive in and ask those questions, and you're going to get some really, really thought out answers.
Thank you, Ryan. I very much appreciate that. Well, and you know, it's an honor to have you as a partner in all of the Real Producers that you are in, especially ours is here at DC Metro Real Producers. If y'all haven't read Ryan's story in the September issue, make sure you do. And Ryan, it's always an honor to have you on, and I'll see you at the next event.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.